Hi, Chris. How you been?
I'm great.
All right. Good. How's the baby?
Super. He's actually, my wife's on her way over in a couple minutes. We just put him to bed right now.
All right.
So I had to leave him tonight. Mid-bath.
He can't come and watch you? Watch his dad do some work?
You know what? If it wasn't a little past his bedtime, he'd definitely be here. But next year, I guarantee you he will be here.
But when's he going to start hosting so you can go watch him?
I'm starting to train him now, to be honest with you. Basically, command a room, hold a microphone, get a few pertinent numbers out there for the crowd. So I'm hoping in 2, maybe 3 months, he'll be ready to go.
There we go. So now this is, of course, we all know, serious event. And you've been the master of ceremonies for a bunch of years. You do a great job.
Thanks.
Thank you for doing that. So how do you feel about doing something like this?
You know what? I love the Waxmans. And just having now gotten a chance to really know him and know what he's all about and know how collaborative an effort it is, not only between Dr. Waxman, but over 200 doctors worldwide. I always say to myself, everyone's been affected by cancer. I've been affected by cancer with relatives of mine who passed away and who have had it. God forbid I should ever get it. My wife, my baby. I know there's one person I'm going to call, and it's this guy.
The good news for you is what?
Good news right now is my baby's approaching 1 year old, and he couldn't be happier, and I couldn't be happier. I'm elated. Love this kid.
Last question, because we've been involved with the peace movement, as you know.
Yeah.
I've asked you many times. What does peace mean to you?
I'd say waking up every day and just knowing that everybody around me, not only family and friends, but the entire world is just in a better place each day. We hope and pray.
Chris, good man.
You got it. Great to see you as always.
Great to see you, brother.